It's 8 o'clock. You are listening to KVNF. This is regional news for the Western Slope. I'm Travis Bubinick. A new plan for dealing with sudden aspen decline and spruce beetle infestations was unveiled this week in Montrose. The Watch newspaper reports the U.S. Forest Service met with regional stakeholders in Montrose this week to announce its plans to protect trees in the Grand Mesa, Uncompahgre, and Gunnison National Forests. Those forests have seen rising amounts of dead trees from disease and spruce beetles as Colorado's beetle infestation has moved north from the San Juan and Rio Grande National Forests where it originated. The plan would focus on helping trees and tree stands recover more quickly in the hopes they'll avoid future epidemics. According to The Watch, about 140,000 acres of spruce fir and 145,000 of aspen forests have died from beetles and disease over the past decade, and the U.S. Forest Service expects that number to grow rapidly in the future. The agency says it will put together its environmental impact statement on the plan next summer and will then hear comments on that plan through the end of August. The National Weather Service is forecasting another round of moisture entering western Colorado this weekend with more chances for snow. The Arctic cold front hanging over the region should start moving off to the east by Saturday night. Temperatures are expected to be slightly less cold on Saturday night, but still colder than usual for this time of year going into next week. Meanwhile, ski resorts around the area are hoping to open up more terrain soon, thanks to snowfall from this week's winter storm. A complex series of agreements govern the distribution of water throughout the state. Along the Colorado River, farms, cities, and towns, and the recreation industry are all big players. But everyone takes a back seat to a tiny hydroelectric plant that's over 100 years old. As part of the year-long series Connecting the Drops for Rocky Mountain Community Radio, Maeve Conran brings us this report on the Shoshone Generating Station and the critical role it plays on the Upper Colorado.
When I woke up this morning, I didn't know I was going to be here. So I came just for a quick check, met up with a friend, and we'll be off the water in an hour. It's just a nice, quick spot to come to.
You can raft 12 months out of the year here, which is pretty unique. You don't get that in a lot of places in the world, you know, and so for recreational rafters like us, you know, who live 30 minutes away, that's fantastic. Can't beat that.
Dodge and his friend Ryan are about to paddle their raft into the Colorado River a few miles east of Glenwood Springs. They're putting in at a popular launch site right beneath I-70. It's in front of an old tan brick building set back into the canyon wall. If you're driving by on the highway, you might not even see this place. But it's the reason the rafting is so good here all the time.
Well, we have the turbine with runners on it attached to the shaft. And then you can see the coupling there.
Foreman Gary Verdick is standing in front of 2 9-foot-tall turbines manufactured and installed in 1906 and still humming along today. This is the Shoshone Hydroplant, built to harness Colorado River water and turn it into 15 megawatts of electricity. Jim Pokrant is the education and outreach specialist for the Colorado River District. He says Shoshone is the linchpin of the river.
Not because of producing electricity, but because it takes water to produce that electricity. And that water is supplied via a 1902 water rate for 1,250 cubic feet per second. That's the biggest, oldest water rate on the river.
1,250 CFS, or cubic feet per second, is a lot of water, and it's labelled a non-consumptive use. That means the water is not taken out of the river to grow food or flush toilets. It flows onto the turbines and right back out, sustaining an important part of the local economy: rafting, kayaking and fishing. Maintaining that primary water right is critical to keeping flow levels adequate for the turbines and to help create rapids. Pokrant says Shoshone also helps towns that draw water from the river because the high flows the plant requires keeps the water cleaner.
Silt, Rifle, Parachute and Clifton are all taking water, drinking water, out of the Colorado River. And the greater the flow, the less intense it is to have to treat the water.
Agriculture in the Grand Valley also benefits from Shoshone's water right. Mel Rettig shows a visitor around his farm in Palisade, about 80 miles southwest of the Shoshone plant.
Well, we're mostly vegetables. So we got a few fruit trees. We got a few apricot trees here. Got a few apple trees. We do a few rotations.
Rettig says the higher flows due to Shoshone help keep salinity levels low.
Well, it just puts water in the river. Salt's not good for our crops. With a lot of the salt coming out of the Glenwood Springs area with the natural salt water springs and stuff, the more water we have coming down the river, the more dilution we have, and of course, our better water quality then.
Some West Slope water irrigators who depend on Shoshone would love to buy the plant and its water right to protect the interests of the Grand Valley. A 15 megawatt output is small by today's standards. Modern power plants produce hundreds of megawatts. But Xcel continues to invest millions in maintenance at the plant, and the utility says they have no plans to sell Shoshone or its water rights. The Colorado River District's Jim Pokrant says that means Shoshone will continue to occupy a critical and unique place in West Slope water.
This little old two-turbine, 15-megawatt power plant in Glenwood Canyon, it doesn't look like much, but it's a big dog on the river.
For Rocky Mountain Community Radio's Connecting the Drops, I'm Maeve Conran.
Rocky Mountain Community Radio is a collaboration of community and public radio stations across the state. You can find out more about the Connecting the Drops series by visiting our website, kvnf.org, or yourwatercolorado.org. Officials with the state's new online health exchange, Connect for Health Colorado, said this week new members are signing up at a quicker pace. As the Denver Post reports, the exchange has recently been criticized for not enrolling as many people as it originally projected it would, but more than 1,000 new members signed up for health insurance yesterday alone. Connect for Health officials say the number of people signing up is setting new records every day. Exchange officials are also sending out more frequent updates on enrollments lately as the numbers have improved. The exchange hopes to have 135,000 Coloradans enrolled by the middle of next year. You're listening to KVNF Mountain Grown Community Radio. Stay tuned for the Friday morning music mix. For KVNF News, I'm Travis Bubinick.